88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
This even time. 37 hours, you're in front of me. I guess I know a lot about you anyway. You think you're funny, I don't fit it. And as darkness it heals, this little light that is my eye, there is a word peeking my ear. Voice of a good tenderness was once a voice in my head. So take me for the music, take me for a human, the flower of a song. Doing good moving like I said. fool who sleeps or dreams can find me. Flower song.
So you're listening to the second hour of the New and Newer Music Show, and I'm going to play some more new music for you. This hour, newest from Ray Hill, Milk Carton Kids, and The Smile. But first, let's play the rest of the Squirrel Flower interview. Once again, they're going to be playing Bottle Rocket next Sunday. I'm going to play the rest of this interview, and then I will play a track off of the newest album. Okay. I don't want to push you too far with that question, but I find that like super interesting. So yeah. If you feel like that you've answered that, I can ask you a little more about
sure.
that. When you said something divine, are you able to talk about that? What you mean by that?
I mean, I think creativity is something that is beyond a human form
and okay.
beyond analyzing and writing about and thinking about and talking about. Like when I create something that feels like really pure and really true, it's not something that feels like it comes from lots of analytical work, and if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
It comes from something greater, and I think that's what makes it so hard to talk about, is, you know, all the creative arts come from this place, and I have a hard time, like, analyzing my music and talking about my music, and I think it's because of that.
Gotcha. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I like asking these questions because I work in such like an analytical field,
yeah.
you know, and it's always fun like talking to artists because I don't know, I feel like I'm getting something from that. I'm living vicariously through you guys, really.
Yeah. That's I think what you do is really important. I think being able to analyze the arts is really important, but it's not my role, you know.
Right.
I can't do that. I studied studio art in college and had a really hard time doing that sort of thing in an institutional setting, like from a more intellectual lens.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it is really important that people take an intellectual approach to the arts, I think.
Cool. Is there, let's see what's that. I have like one or two other questions, but is there anything that you kind of like, is there anything on your mind right now that you'd like to talk about? Whether it could be just anything, you know, anything that is kind of, you know, how we always like, I feel like there are times when there's just something at the forefront of our mind. It's just something we're interested in at that moment.
Yeah.
Is there anything going on in your life that, I don't want it to sound like a therapy session.
No, it's funny you ask that, because there really is. We had two off days yesterday and the day before, and we were in New York, and I drove up to Haverstraw, New York, to visit my grandmother, and she lives in John Cage's old house.
No way! That's amazing.
This place called the Gate Hill Co-op.
Wow.
Which basically was an offshoot of Black Mountain College when they dissolved in the 50s.
Right.
And many, many of my extended family has lived there, and my grandmother still lives there, and my dad sort of grew up there, and I spent a lot of time there as a child, and I hadn't been there in a long time. And, you know, it's this incredible place. There's 15 structures, and they're all, like, hand-built, Bauhaus-inspired.
Nice.
Living spaces, and it was built by artists and intellectuals and musicians and sound artists and dancers, and just being there for the first time in a while, especially while being on tour, and I'm gearing up for another album, and I'm sort of in this stage of questioning, like, why do I do what I do, and what is the future of what I do, and how does it fit into, like, my ancestors. And being there was really incredible, and I've just been thinking a lot about, yeah, a lot about my ancestors, who, many of whom were musicians and writers and, you know, activists, just, like, very, people that, that led very alternative lifestyles.
Right.
And it helped me to feel validated in my decision to, like, you know, live in a van.
Right,
and,
right.
And not literally, but, you know, spend most of my time driving and driving to be able to just share art with people and live in pursuit of that. So that's what I've been thinking about.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for, you know, talking with me.
Yeah. line in C4. We sit and watch the planet die in up above. We sit and smile without concern. Now walk through shop centers together. Our love dissolves this universe. My same eyes reflect the world that falls apart. There's a fire in our heart. Maybe this faith is all I have. This faith is all I have.
I'm not a natural liar. I'm not a natural anything. I've got a lot of jealousy, and it doesn't look too good on me. I get bored and we'll be right back.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Okay, everyone, I hope you're enjoying the show. That last track was The Natural by Pure. Before that, King Cruel with Seaforth. And we started that set right after the Squirrel Flower interview with another of my favorite. There's two tracks I really like on this album, and that's the other one I really like. That's In the Skate Park. And haven't had a chance to listen to all of it, though. What label was it? Polyvinyl. They were nice enough to send me a download, and I'll be putting that into heavy rotation soon after I get a chance to listen to it this weekend. Okay, how about Spac Brothers Pizza? WRCT is supported by Spac Brothers Pizza. Located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield, Spac Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spac Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spac Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And I've been giving away a lot of tickets this semester, this fall. I don't know, maybe like 5 or 6 shows. It's been like every single week, basically. And I will be giving more tickets away soon. Be sure that you follow New Show WRCT on Instagram. And that's where I post a lot of the ticket announcements. Okay, what do we got next? I really like this track. This is the newest from The Tallest Man on Earth. And I had to hear this a few times before I really got into it, but I like it. This is Every Little Heart. Thank you.
Then we got trampled by the mountains here. A single step each thousand year. I'm gonna see the world through every little part I know. I'm gonna see the world through every little part I know. Let's find our flavor in some distant town. To dress up, get thrown around. I'm gonna see the world through every little part I know. I'm gonna see the world through every little part I know. We meet up with darkness of time wherever we go. Can I sleep in your room when I'm tired? Let's leave it alone.
Oh, is coming for me now. We've gone over the edge. If you got something to say,
and I can't fight back. I can't even see what's hanging on my back. Is it a targeting? Is it a beast of rage? Either way, I'm never at my age. I'm running free. I'm running wild, I'm running still, running child, running down my burden, running on sweet smile. I mostly feel like hell. You say I'm doing well. Here on earth, where can we go so we can tell? slowly fade, never to wash away. I can't carry you, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
So that's the newest from Y-Oak. I learned it from you. And before that, Hannah Jad... Well, I don't know how to pronounce this correctly. Jadagu? Is that right? And what is going on? Before that, Ray Hill with Fables. Before that, the Milk Carton Kids with Running on Sweet Smile. And we started off that very long set with The Smiles, Bending Hectic. And they were in town last summer, but I was out of town and I couldn't see them. It would have been cool to see them. I've never seen them, never seen Radiohead, so that would have been fun. But maybe another time. So we got a bunch of shows here on WRCT. Check out Deep Blue Hour. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And check out Parallel Utopia. In Lotusland, people spend their time indulging in pleasures like UK garage, jungle, and deep house rather than practical concerns. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. to visit this Parallel Utopia. All right, so we got a few tracks left. You're listening to the New and Newer Music Show, and this is Blonde Redhead.
Love song.
that wraps up the music for this week's New and Newer Music Show. That was Blonde Shell with Olympus. Before that, Blonde Redhead with Snowman and White Oak with I Learned It From You. And that wraps up the New and Newer Music Show this week. I will be back next Sunday with more new music for you. Stay tuned for Courts in Session with Eric if you're listening to this on Sunday night and live. But you might be listening to the encore. And if you're listening to the encore, that's going to be Wednesday morning. And I have no idea what's on after that. So I guess you'll just have to hang out and see. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
We start today with a tragic and disturbing story of senseless violence, a hate crime it is being considered. A random 6-year-old boy, random really in every way other than he was a Muslim boy, in Chicago, has been murdered by a man allegedly obsessed with the Hamas-Israel conflict. The Associated Press reports, Muslim boy killed and woman wounded in Illinois hate crime motivated by Israel-Hamas war. An Illinois landlord accused of fatally stabbing a 6-year-old Muslim boy and seriously wounding his mother has been charged with a hate crime after police and relatives said he singled out the victims because of their faith and as a response to the war between Israel and Hamas. The article goes on to explain that authorities in cities and federally have been on high alert for violence driven by anti-Semitic or Islamophobic sentiments. FBI officials, Jewish and Muslim groups have reported an increase of hateful and threatening rhetoric. In the Chicago area case, officers found the 32-year-old woman, the mother, and the boy late Saturday morning in an area of Plainfield Township, 40 miles southwest of Chicago. Relatives and a Muslim civil liberties and advocacy group identified the slain boy as the wounded woman's son. The boy was pronounced dead at the hospital. The woman had multiple stab wounds, is expected to survive. The autopsy on the child showed dozens of stabbings. The sheriff's statement says detectives were able to determine that both victims in this brutal attack were targeted by the suspect due to them being Muslim and the ongoing Middle Eastern conflict involving Hamas and the Israelis. The man suspected in the attack was found outside the home, sitting upright on the ground in the driveway with a cut on his forehead, charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, 2 counts of hate crimes and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Joe Biden said that he is shocked and sickened and condemns the killing as any reasonable and normal person would. There are often among some in my audience questions about the significance and the purpose of hate crimes and hate crime enhancements. Why is it that a crime is more serious if it is a so-called hate crime? Sometimes one of the criticisms of hate crime laws are that it is, in a sense, saying if you aren't targeted for a particular identity, then it's like less serious in some way. It devalues the attack on someone not targeted for their identity. I think that an example like this is really illustrative of what the whole point is. What are we talking about when we say a hate crime? When we say a hate crime, we are saying that it is actually an entire community that is, in a sense, being targeted. This was not a situation, as far as what we know, where the individuals that were targeted, the boy that was killed and the woman that was injured, they weren't being targeted because of anything about themselves as individuals with regard to what they did, their relationship to the attacker, or anything like that. They were targeted for reasons where other victims would have been just as good because they are Muslim, because of a religious identity. And so the reason why we can say, without devaluing an attack on anybody, the reason we can say that there is an extra level of seriousness here is that it is, in a sense, an attack on the entire Muslim community. And so the hate crime designation, these hate crime laws and enhancements, do make sense. When someone is targeted, as people have been in the United States for decades, because they are gay, a gay bashing incident, regardless of the relationship between attacker and victim, it is, in a sense, an attack on all members of the LGBT community, and I would argue on their allies as well.